For decades, Elizabeth Elliot has influenced many people through her books, timeless teaching, and courageous faith. She shares with us what she's learned as a daughter, wife, mother, and missionary on this radio program, Gateway to Joy. Let's join Elizabeth now as she encourages us once again to live life to its fullest as disciples of Jesus Christ.
Is your life lived for the glory of God or for the glory of yourself? Do you seek primarily comfort and fun, or do you seek the glory of God? Which I believe the latter is the root to the deepest kind of comfort and the greatest kind of happiness. Now I'd like you right now to ask yourself, would you describe yourself as contented? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I would just be interested to know how you would describe yourself. Are you a contented man? Are you a contented woman? If the answer is no, what do you lack? Is it lack of money, lack of friends, intimacy, understanding, lack of security, self-esteem, certainty about the future? Whatever you put down, if you put anything at all down, as something you lack, let's see if that is the real cause of our misery. I believe that the real cause is evil, moral evil. And by that, I don't necessarily mean that the cause of whatever your misery happens to be is because of your sin. Although, if you and I had been in Adam and Eve's place, I think we probably would have done exactly what Adam and Eve did. But because of their disobedience to God, there has been death and sorrow and destruction and sin in the world ever since. What really happened back there in the Garden of Eden was a ruptured relationship. Moral evil springs from a ruptured relationship with him for whom and by whom we were made. God made us to glorify him and, as the Westminster Catechism puts it, to enjoy him forever. The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. The world would say the chief end of man is to glorify himself and enjoy himself forever. Is your life lived for the glory of God or for the glory of yourself? Do you seek primarily comfort and fun, or do you seek the glory of God? Which I believe the latter is the root to the deepest kind of comfort and the greatest kind of happiness. But it is a total diametrical opposite from what the world is telling us. What you need is things and people and experiences and fun. And the truth is, we are orphans. We are wanderers. We experience a deep existential loneliness because of the ruptured relationship. The master sin is not an individual action or deed toward another person, but it is the failure to recognize the highest relationship of all, the one which is the root and essential condition of every other true relation: harmony with God, harmony with him who is life. In 1 John 5:12, we read, "He who has the Son, S-O-N, has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And that is what is at the bottom of our discontent. What we need is not more things, what we need is more life. Life with a capital L. And there's only one source. It is God himself, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In other words, we aren't really living. I've heard the story about a man who wanted to be buried in his Cadillac. And so they dug a monstrous hole and they sat the corpse up in behind the wheel of his Cadillac. And as the car was being lowered into the ground, one of his friends stood there and said, "Boy, that's really living." And the Bible tells us that we are dead. We are dead in trespasses and sins. And the relationship has been ruptured. There is no more life. And what we desperately long for and hunger for, the reason we are orphans, the reason we are lonesome, the reason we are discontented, the reason that we heap to ourselves possessions and friends and experiences, is the ruptured relationship. Jesus came to give us life. John 1:4 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Do you ever stop to think about the fact that when you wake up in the morning, you wouldn't be able to open your eyes, you would not be able to take the next breath, let alone put your feet out of the bed on the floor and stand up, if it weren't for God? I mean, he is the life of the whole world. There would be absolutely no life of any kind for even 1 second without him. In him was life, happiness, fulfillment, joy, bliss, perfection. God didn't want anything else for his children. What do you who have children want for your children? Joy, perfection, bliss, happiness, peace. Everything that can be found only in Jesus Christ. If you love them, you couldn't possibly want anything less. God loves us. God loved Adam and Eve. He created these creatures to fellowship with himself. Imagine God wanting fellowship. Our chief end is to glorify him, to live with him, in him, for him, by him. And yet, we try every imaginable substitute. Vitality is a manifestation or embodiment of life, the vital force, power, energy. Self is but the shadow of life, and when it is taken for life and set as man's center, it becomes a live death in the man, a devil he worships as his God. It's George MacDonald that said that. The third thing, Jesus came to teach us how to live. And the tragedy today is that people don't know how to live. They don't know how to live. They don't know what peace is, contentment, quietness, sitting still. Drop thy still dews of quietness till all our strivings cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress. How many of you are stressed out this morning? I hear little kids telling me they're stressed out. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Jesus came to teach us how to live. We're always mistaking the occasions of our misery for the cause. If you think back on your list of the things that you needed in order to be content, or the things that you lacked, very possibly all of them are merely the occasions of misery, not the cause. Everything you've ever wanted will never be enough. That 192-foot yacht, that new scuba diving equipment, that new outfit, that new car, does it provide vital force and energy and power to live as we're designed to live? Obviously not. Nothing will ever, ever, ever suffice except Jesus Christ. And some of the happiest people I know are the people who know Jesus Christ and have next to nothing else. Next to nothing. And I can say, in all simplicity and honesty, that when I lived in the house with no walls and no floors and no furniture, when I lived with the Alkas, I was perfectly content. I felt that it might be nice to have a little privacy once in a while. But I can say that that was home to me. When that was the place where God wanted me to be, it was home. And when I had to go out to civilization and come back, I would be walking along the trail, 3 days of trail and canoe travel, thinking, I want to get home. I'm looking forward to getting back to my little home. Because God was there, and that's where he wanted me, and I found contentment. Nothing will ever suffice except Jesus Christ. Now, it is easy to parrot those words and to apply them only to the unsaved. Well, I know what's wrong with that poor guy. You know, he doesn't know Jesus. I know Jesus. Would he look at your life, your style of living, and know that you are a contented person? Would he see vitality, energy, power there that he lacks? Would he ask where it comes from? We were created for life in God himself, for harmony with him. And that harmony is different from the harmony between God and the stars, as far as I know. The harmony between God and the lobsters, God and the trees, God and the mountains. And God must joy in all of those things as he makes me joy in them. I love all God's creation, and I never tire of looking at the ocean and the trees and the birds. But he has created you and me with the power to choose to love him or not to love him. Because he wanted a special kind of harmony in those whom he created in his own image. A harmony between himself and us. And it requires the alignment of two wills. God's will and that God-created will that he gave me.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.